Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman here with Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes, brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. This week's guest, Tony Ramos, he recently retired from the mat. You'll remember he was an NCAA champion for the University of Iowa in 2014, three-time All-American. Then he went on to make two world teams. Actually has a book written about him by T.C. LaFonte. Check that book out. It dives deep into his life. One of the thickest books you'll ever read, but it goes by really quick. So we have a chance to chat with Tony Ramos after his competitive days are over. And as always, you'll want to check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. And one of the best recruiting stories is going to come up in this interview with Tony Ramos. And it's just further reason why you need to check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com, because it sets you up for where you're going to be. Everyone knows that college wrestling builds you like no other sport. It's the best possible tool that's going to translate for the rest of your life, but you need to be in the best environment possible. CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com gives you that opportunity. Excited about our guest today. We're going to get to NCAA champion, two-time world team member, Tony Ramos is next. If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at the age of 15, what advice would you give yourself?
Oh, man, I would just tell myself, you know, keep working hard. The failures, the second places, in the end, they're going to pay off. And you just got to stick with it and stay tough and make the right choices.
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about the process? What were your top three schools, and why did you ultimately pick Iowa?
My recruiting process is pretty funny, actually. The biggest story everyone always talks about is, you know, I walked in to my unofficial at Iowa. We were going over to the football stadium. We told Tom, hey, we didn't come here to see a football game. We came here for wrestling. And he sat me down and talked to me, offered me 3%. And right there, I said, all right, I'm in. And I had full ride offers to, you know, schools like Indiana, some other kind of mid-level schools, and I had an offer to Oklahoma State. But for me, you know, walking into Carver Hawks Arena, just imagine being the fan favorite and making 15,000 people go crazy. You know, that's, I kind of knew where I needed to be, and, you know, that was the place for me.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, knowing that you're retired right now, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
If I could take Yanni's mat awareness and scrambling, I would definitely take that.
Let's say college wrestling has one governing body and you are now the president. What would you want to change?
I'm getting rid of hands to the face. The rule is pointless to me. It's not like we've had people lose eyes for getting poked in the eye. You know, it's a contact sport.
What is the last thing you tell yourself before you step foot on the line?
The last thing I tell myself is you're the toughest SOB out there. Go on and show it.
What is the greatest compliment someone could give Tony Ramos?
The best compliments I've ever had is people come up to me and saying, you know, I've created memories that will last a lifetime and that they'll never forget.
What is the one thing your coach yells at you that you can hear every time?
I could hear it every time, and I knew every time when Terry would say 30 seconds left a short time that there was really only 5 or 10 seconds left in the match.
So you knew what he was doing to you?
Oh, yeah, I knew. I knew it was his way of getting me to keep wrestling and not shut down too early. He would yell, 30 seconds! And I really knew there was like 10 seconds left on the clock.
Okay, so it worked backwards. It's kind of like setting your clock back, knowing that it's 5 minutes ahead, but you really know it. So it's kind of like that, isn't it?
It's kind of like that. I think at first, you know, I didn't know, and then I started to catch on, and it was more of just a reminder in my head, hey, you got to finish this match out right, wrestling like there's still a minute, 30 seconds left, whatever it is.
What is the strangest thing that has ever gone through your mind during a match?
That one I couldn't even tell you. I don't really think a lot when I'm wrestling. I just kind of wrestle.
If you could go back and re-wrestle any match, which would it be and why?
2017 World Championships against Rahimi, I definitely would have just held position instead of trying for a cross lift and win the match and move on to the next round.
What do you remember about the entirety of that match? Clearly you remember that moment, but do you remember that with...
I remember everything.
You do?
I remember it was a 1-1 match. He got put on the shot clock, 30 seconds left. Me and him have had battles back and forth throughout our career. There might have been 30, 40 seconds left, I mean. You know, he hits a high crotch. I hit the inside switch on him that I scored on him a bunch of times. It was in great position to just hold and let the clock run out and get my 1 point for the shot clock. Instead, I tried going for a crotch lift, exposed myself.
Who's somebody you've really enjoyed scrapping against during your career and why?
I loved wrestling with Logan because, you know, I never got a win in college, but it was always a guy that, you know, I was trying to chase down or beat. And, you know, it was always fun.
What is the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
Man, interesting thing about me. I like cleaning. I'm a clean freak.
Really?
I hate when things are out of line. You know, if you can ask any of the guys in the room, they'll come in. I'm always cleaning stuff up or rearranging things.
Has that been your whole life? Have you been that way?
Yeah, I'm pretty neat about a lot of my stuff. My wife, I always give her a hard time about her closet because it's all over the place. My closet, I organize it about once a year and change my drawers every once a year.
What is your greatest fear, Tony Ramos?
I hate the dark. I hate the dark. Growing up, my grandma used to make us watch all the scary movies, and I just am not a fan of the dark.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
I would want to wrestle Tom Brands.
Why is that?
You know, they say he was one of the toughest, meanest competitors out there. He would try and break your will, and I felt like I was kind of the same way, and I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Final question for you. What is the best part about retiring from wrestling?
Getting to spend a lot more time with my family.
You just finished 7 minutes, Tony. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.